Good morning. One of my favorite memories is to go into the house and certain aromas just are embedded in my mind. Probably yours too. Frying bacon. I mean, there's no mistaking. Frying bacon. You can smell it a block away. Fresh baked bread. It's one of those things, it puts a smile on my face. And today we're going to talk about a little leaven. Okay? Some of that smell of that fresh baked bread comes from the yeast. The leavening agent. Our scripture reading this morning was taken from 1 Corinthians, the same basic message is found in Galatians 5:9, and also Jesus refers to the same concept in Matthew 16. In Matthew 16, Jesus is kind of taking a negative approach. Beware of the leaven of the scribes and the Pharisees. But we're going to kind of look at both sides today. Paul says, not only in 1 Corinthians, but in Galatians 5, that a little leaven leavens the whole lump. It doesn't take much. You get carried away with the yeast and bacon bread, you got a whole bunch of it, okay? But it only takes a little, and that's good and bad. Okay, I don't know if you were able to pick up an outline on your way in. We've got outlines with these verses on the table in the foyer. Some of the negatives of a little going a long way is behaviors and attitudes. It doesn't take much of an attitude to ruin the entire group. A group, a family gathering, friends getting together. You go into a setting and you're all happy, and then there's that one grumpy Gus that just throws a wet blanket on everything. Our behaviors and our attitudes can spread to others, but also sin. It's one thing maybe being in a bad mood. It's another thing trying to flirt with sin. Oh, it's just a little sin. I'm just going to commit sin a little bit. I don't know what verse and passage it's acceptable in the Bible to commit a little sin. A little sin goes a long way. It has effects on you. Not only our behaviors, our attitude, but sin in our life. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. Have you ever known somebody, or it might be yourself, what started out just maybe a step off the path turns into a few steps off the path? And before you know it, you're totally lost. You were going along a well-marked trail, like it's described in the Bible. You're on a lit trail, the right road. Well, I just took a step and then another step past that, and eventually you get to the point in your life, how did I get here? What went wrong? How did my life get like this? Whether it be sin, addiction, attitudes, I have been fired from 4 jobs in a row. They're all out to get me. Maybe it's the guy in the mirror instead of them. Attitudes. Yeah, they want me to do it this way. They want me to... How did I get my life in this bad situation? The effects on us is terrible. Proverbs 6, verse 27. Can a man take fire to his bosom and his clothes not get burned? Now, I know the picture there. The fire's not in his bosom, but couldn't find one. Tried. Same idea. Can a man take fire to their bosom? We're not talking about using fire to cook. We're not talking about using fire to warm yourself, staying a safe distance. You're taking it and clutching it. We do that with sin. We do that with bad habits. Don't expect not to get burned. You cannot do it. And Proverbs drives that point home. Can a man take fire to his bosom and his clothes not get burned? The answer is in the question. In Psalms 40, verse 12, for innumerable evils have surrounded me. Have you ever felt like that? My iniquities have overtaken me so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Me, it's not that much, but more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my heart fails me. Why? Because you've tried to take fire close to your bosom and thinking it won't affect you, that it won't burn you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. But it's not just you. Have you ever heard somebody say, maybe they're confronted with things that they're doing wrong? Well, it's my life. It's my life. Leave me alone. It's not affecting anybody else. Very rarely is that the case. Because it usually does affect other people. It usually does. Letta, I'm glad you're here. With all the chaos, some things are steady Eddie. You being there makes me feel like it's normal everyday Sunday. Thank you for being here, Letta. The effects on others, the peer pressure, it might rub off on others. Look at Peter. Peter was so strong until push came to shove. Until a servant girl wanted to ask him, aren't you one of the disciples? Oh, no, not me. Peter's ready to fight, but he folds to a servant girl. The false message, the effects on others by my behavior, by my teaching, by my attitude, without being checked, it gives the message that that's okay. It's more than just how it affects your life, trying to take fire to your bosom, trying to have a little negative leaven in your life. It affects others with the message, well, he's a Christian, I'm a new Christian. Man, he's been around forever. That must be acceptable. That must be okay. Which it's not. The loss of credibility. You're trying to influence somebody with the gospel. And by your behavior comes out louder than your words sometimes. We had a sermon a few months ago I think it was last October. Man, it goes fast. I wish we could have just jumped from 2019 to coming up 2021. Wouldn't that be nice? Just leave 2020 away. But about the delivery, you can have the right message, but the delivery be wrong, be hateful, be delivered by a sinner. Doesn't mean the message is wrong. But you can lose the credibility to your message by having that leaven in your life, the negativity, the hateful attitude in your heart, the lack of love, the lack of patience, things like that. Proverbs 12, verse 26. Kids, I want you in the audience to make sure that your parents do this. You monitor, because it's not just for kids. The righteous should choose his friends carefully, for the way of the wicked leads them astray. We always tell the kids, pick your friends carefully. Parents, maybe we should pick our friends carefully. Okay? It doesn't say can. It says, for the way of the wicked leads them astray. A little leaven through peer pressure, through thinking, well, my friends are doing it. That's acceptable behavior. I'm the best one of the group of my friends. But if we're all bad, that don't matter. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, Paul says basically the same thing. Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. You cannot take fire in your bosom and not get burned. You cannot hang around evil company and it not corrupt your good intentions and good habits. Cannot do it. Matthew 7, Jesus is giving an example in a parable here, in a teaching. He says, starting in verse 3, and why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? How visual is this teaching that Jesus is giving? You know, you're trying to look at the speck in somebody else's, but you've got a big old beam in yours. Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the speck from your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite. First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. We don't want to be like that. We don't want to be like that hypocrite that Jesus is giving an example of. Romans 16, verse 7, Paul writes, now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. Don't accept it. It will rub off. A little leaven. Well, he teaches most of the right stuff. If he doesn't teach all the right stuff, he's a false teacher. But there's positive leaven too. There's positive. We don't want to just look at the negative. Positive begats positive. It spreads. You can be in a bad mood, go into that same group of your friends, and everybody's laughing and chuckling, and pretty soon, you're out of your bad mood. It might have been a horrible day, but everybody else that you're hanging around is having a great day, and pretty soon it builds you up. We encourage each other. We're that good example. Somebody might need to see the sermon you live today. Did you catch that? Somebody might need to see the sermon that you preach today. Not hear it, see it. We might bolster their courage by our actions. Somebody might be going through the very same thing we have. We were talking about this morning in Dick's Bible class. We might be bolstered by what somebody else has been victorious in. They can encourage us, show us how they had fought that battle and how they won. Or if anything, just the fact validating, understanding that you're in that battle and that they can pray for you and give you a pat on the back. And sometimes there's not anything anybody can do to fight that battle for you outside of prayer or a pat on the back once in a while. Sometimes you have to still fight that battle. Just because somebody else fought it doesn't mean you may not have to fight it. But others understand it. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 12, Paul wrote, "Therefore comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing." I think we went over this verse today, or one very similar to it, about comforting each other. 1 Timothy 4:12, and we can probably substitute the word youth, fill in your own blank, whatever fits you. Paul's telling Timothy, let no one despise your youth. Don't let anybody despise your age. Don't let anybody despise you fill in the blank. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word. I'll tell you, this verse, you may have a sermon coming down the way on this verse alone. As I was looking over it last night again, I was thinking, there's a whole sermon in this verse. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. That's a sermon right there. Philippians 4:9. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me. Paul's not pulling one of those do as I say, not as I do. He's not doing one of those hypocrite things where, oh, you've got to do this. I'm not going to do it, but you need to do it. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. And the God of peace will be with you. And closing up, Paul wrote the book of Philippians from a jail cell. And he was able to encourage, comfort, and inspire others by his situation. And he says in verse 14, "And most of the brethren in the Lord, having become confident by my chains, are much more bold to speak the word without fear, because they've seen what Paul's doing under the circumstances. It's given them a shot of courage to be able to do things themselves." Galatians 5:9, a little leaven leavens the whole lump, good or bad. Hopefully, we can spread our good attitudes, examples, teachings this week in a very, not standing on the street corner shouting the gospel, you know, not from up here in the pulpit, by the way we conduct our day-to-day lives. To the checker at the grocery store, to the people that we work with, to the people in our neighborhood, that we can have that positive influence and maybe leaven a few more people. The lesson is yours. If you need to respond to the invitation, if you need to put your Lord on in baptism, if you are looking for a church home, have looked around at some congregations and would like to make this your church home, work and worship with us, we welcome you with open arms. Social distance, but we'll welcome you with open arms. Are those digs? I hope so. I'm just joking. You know me. Anyway, if we can assist you in anything, if you need prayers of our congregation, we would love to pray with and for you. If there's sin in your life, do not try to take fire in your bosom and not get burned. It will not happen. If there is sin in your life, do not let another minute go by. Repent of those sins. Get back on the path and live for God. If we can assist you in any way, please come forward. Let your needs be known as Colin leads us in the invitation. Let's stand and sing.